We honor and remember all of our veterans on this Memorial Day weekend, but especially those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. I'm Lucianne Lance. Joining me is John Kinzinger from the Vietnam Veterans chapter here, 310 in Washtenaw County. John, what does this weekend mean to you?
Memorial Day weekend, Lucianne, thank you for having me on. It's very meaningful for all veterans and for those who have loved ones who have served in the military. It's a sacrifice that we made, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice need to be remembered. It's just the busiest weekend of the year for local veterans, especially our VVA Chapter 310. We're going to start out this weekend, Sunday evening, at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. And we actually have an address for the memorial so that those who want to Google it can get there. The address is 1944 Veterans Memorial Drive. That is in Ypsilanti at the Township Civic Center, if you know where that is. At 6 p.m., we're going to gather Sunday evening for watch fire. Those of you who do not know what watch fire is, it's symbolic. During the Civil War, after battle, the two sides would start fires at their encampments so that those who were lost out in the woods could find their way back to their units, hopefully the right side. But we have many missing in action. Men and women, I believe, from World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and all. And this is our symbolic watch fire, hopefully to guide them home, whether that's if they were died over there, we'll still bring their remains home and honor them that way. So we'll be retiring American flags starting at about 7 p.m. We retire worn and tattered flags that need to be dispersed or taken care of. And we do it honorably by burning them in memory of a veteran. Maybe it's a loved one. We invite people to come out if they have a flag and they'd like to retire that flag in memory of their loved one. They're welcome to come join us. We burn generally 200 to 250 flags that evening. And like I say, it'll be 7 p.m. We'll be there at 6 p.m. That would cook some hot dogs, and you're welcome to come out if you want to bring in a little potluck and join our VVA chapter. There'd probably be 25 people there.
That, again, Sunday, the 28th of May, and again, starting right around 6 o'clock in the evening at the Ypsilanti Township Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Mm-hmm. That memorial, it means so much to our community. Tell everyone about the names of the individuals who are on there.
First of all, I'd like to say that Lucianne Lance was with us November 10th, 1991, when it was dedicated. She broadcast from that location. And my estimate is we had 2,000 to 3,000 people there. It was flags all over. It was a beautiful, beautiful day, and General Westmoreland was there. But listed on our memorial are 76 men who passed away in Vietnam. They died from different causes. Involved in war. They are listed on the memorial by community. We have about 26 from Ann Arbor, about 26 from Ypsilanti, and then there's the other cities, Milan, Chelsea, Dexter, and around Washtenaw County. 76 men who, at the age of 19, 20, 21, their lives were shortened. They served our nation. They served proudly, and we will never forget them. And that memorial is one way that they're not forgotten.
That was such
I'll be forgotten someday myself, you know, with a little marker over in, over in the cemetery, but those guys will never be forgotten.
No. And even if all one does this weekend, I urge you to go online to vva310.org/memorial. And I want you to take a look at those names, because on that site, you can actually click on a name and read more about that individual. We're talking with John Kinzinger, who served in Vietnam as well. And he also is the author of a book that chronicles these men. It's called Sacrifices Not Forgotten, Brothers Rest in Peace. It's a remarkable chronicle of who these individuals were and what they mean in our American history. And again, that website is vva310.org/memorial. But indeed, I hope that our listeners can get out to the watch fire, 6 o'clock in the evening on Sunday, May 28th. And then on Memorial Day, you and your fellow patriots, John, will be marching in the Saline Parade, I understand.
Well, Lucy, and 35 years ago or so, when we first started marching in the Saline Parade, we did have a little gait to our step, but that slowed down, and now we're pretty well walking.
That's okay. You're in it.
We are 75 to 85 years old.
Wow.
And
wow.
We are still proudly carry the American flag, you know, up the hill in Saline, and we end up there in the cemetery for the observance there. And that's all organized by the Saline American Legion, and they do a great job there.
That parade will step off at 10 o'clock in the morning on Monday, May 29th. And following the parade, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Ypsilanti Township, you'll be returning to at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday?
Yes, and this will be our 32nd annual Memorial Day observance. It's really, I will liken it as small town USA. We'll have the Ypsilanti Community Choir singing with us, performing for us. We'll have Tom Kennedy playing the bagpipe. The Honor Guard will be there firing rifles and playing taps, and we will read every one of the 76 names. And the other thing that I'd like to note is that we have had 5 members of our VVA Chapter 310 pass away since last Memorial Day.
Wow.
And those members who are in good standing, when they pass away, they'll have a brick that'll be placed at the memorial site leading up to the memorial. And we'll have family members there to help honor that. And it's just a very moving ceremony. Brenda Stumble, Township Supervisor, will be there to speak. And our keynote speaker is Eric Engelmeyer. I'm sorry, Engelmeyer, who is the vice commander of the Saline American Legion. He was a colonel, served many years, but a young man, and he is going to be very good to hear because he's very vibrant, and I'm looking forward to hearing him speak. So I hope people come out, bring a lawn chair. We have done some wonderful work at our memorial. We have a new watering system, you know, a ground system, and we have new sod, and it is always beautiful. And if anyone would like to come out on Saturday around noon to help clean up, come on out. I always love to polish the place up.
It is such a poignant and beautiful spot, and I know how hard all of you worked to make it happen all those years ago, and to keep it up all these years later, our beautiful Vietnam Veterans Memorial. And there's something that people need to remember, and that is never again shall a vet return home from battle to be made to feel alone and unappreciated. Because when those Vietnam vets came home, they did feel alone and unappreciated, didn't they, John?
They sure did. And I was just reading some poems written by an old friend, Gary Lilly, and you can feel it in his writings. And that was a long time ago. Memories can call it back up. And as the man said at the end of the dedication in November 10th, 1991, he said, "As I watched that plane leave the shores of Vietnam, I thought I would never see it again. But," he said, All I have to do is close my eyes. Vietnam. Mm.
John, God bless you. Thank you so much for what you do for our community, you and your fellow patriots with the Vietnam
Veterans.
And our veterans.
Team. It's a team.
It
it's
is.
A team.
It is a team. And the Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 310. We should note that it is the Charles S. Kettles Chapter 310. Tell us about
Charles S. Kettles. I've met many, many, many people in my life, but he is ranked right up there as one of the finest gentlemen ever. He had heroically saved and gave credit for saving 40 men one day in Vietnam, continually flying his helicopter into this LZ that was just being blasted by automatic weapons and mortars. And he was awarded the Distinguished Service Cross. And as a key characteristic of this man, he was at a post in Texas, and a commander from another post said, "We need you here." At that time was Major Kettles. "We need you here for a ceremony. We're going to present you with the Distinguished Service Cross for your actions that day there in Vietnam." And Colonel Kettles said, "Well, sir, could you just put it in a box and mail it to me?" He was that kind of guy.
Wow, incredible.
And when asked about having it upgraded to the Congressional Medal of Honor and presented by President Obama, Charles Kettles said, "I'm going to receive this in honor of the 72 men who served under me that day." And he was just the finest of gentlemen.
What a beautiful soul. We remember on this Memorial Day. John Kinzinger from the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 310. Thank you so much, and God bless.
God bless you all.
I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.